Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph in Maseches Bava Kamma. And we will start with Chaf Amabez. Let's start with Itmar, about 10 or 12 lines up on the bottom. Chaf Amabez, Itmar. Says the Gemara, we are in this sugya, as I mentioned on Friday, sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser. This is one of the major sugyas in, for sure, the second parak, but even in all of the first half of Bava Kamma. One of the big sugyas discussed, in the case of one person gets hana and the other person is not really losing anything by that hana, so are you chayiv or pater? Right, that helps crystallize the issue of what is the real mechayiv. Why, if I get something from you, you know, I usually have to pay for it. Is it because that of the hana that I usually get, and then in that case there's a case of hana, or is it because you're giving me something and you're losing something? So then maybe you're pater in that case, as we'll see in a few minutes. So itmar rav kahana amar biyochanan. If you live in somebody's house without their knowledge, without their permission, but it's not a house that they would have rented out anyway, but you would have paid rent for it, so that's the case. That's the case that this Gemara is talking about. So in that case, you don't have to pay him for it. Rabbi Yochanan says pater. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech La'alos Lo Schar. So a different statement. The name of Rabbi Yochanan, you do have to pay for it. So it's a at this stage, it's a machlokas within what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the different achronim discuss what exactly is the mechayiv of this case. The Pnei Yeshua says that really you should be chayiv. You should be chayiv. I mean, me'ikar adin, because you benefited from something that belongs to your friend. But there's an added factor of midas stom. We don't want you to be like stom, that just because somebody's getting benefit, if you don't lose anything. So that's a reason, that's an overriding reason why you might say pater. That's not according to the Madama that says pater. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Reb Chaim assumes a little differently. Reb Chaim in Shlishi Agrach, as Ibn Reishai test, assumes also that the Chiyav is the Hana'ah. Chiyav, it's Mishum Hana'ah. But the reason that you might be Pater is because Vailam Aron Makbid. If they're not losing anything, there is an implicit Mechila. And we might be able to assume an implicit Mechila. Right? Vailam Aron Makbid. Right? It comes up many times that, let's say, I'm going somewhere anyway, and somebody else wants to ride with me, so fine, they'll give a ride to me. So at the toll, they take out some money and they give it to me. I say, no. They say, what do you mean? Are you giving me a ride? I said, but Zenenev Zolo Chaser. Right? I don't want to take my own thing. I would have done it anyway. Right? You didn't go out of your way. He wants to give you 4 cents because you had to go out of your way to pick him up from his house. Okay, that's a case of Chaser. But a regular case of Zenenev Zolo Chaser is, as we'll see, we all putter, so therefore, that's Reb Chaim Shita. That really, you should say Chayiv Maker Adin because of the Hana, but the reason Liftor might be because of an implicit Mechila. And just third to mention, and that's the Stipler's view. The Stipler suggests that maybe it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Because, those of you who were in any Shir yesterday, you might have seen a Machlokas between Tosfos versus the Rambam and the Rif. Tosfos and Amman Aleph. On Tchafam and Aleph, Adibra Maschel Zeh discusses, what about the opposite case? What about a case of Zeh Chaser V'Zelo Nehneh? What about that kind of case? What would the din be there? Right, a case where a person usually rents it out, right, the house, so it's chaser, and he would have rented it out if you wouldn't have been there, but you usually don't pay rent. Right? You have other options. You could have lived somewhere else for free. But instead, you went to this house. So, zeh chaser v'zelo nehene. So, what does Tosa say? Tosa says pater. Tosa, in that case, says pater. Right there, dibasal zeh, and you see the gra, and the hagos agra there, it goes, aval harif v'shar poskim, like the Rambam, kasu t'chayav nesos chayiv. Those machlokas Rishonim in the opposite case. If you say, in the case of Chaser, Belihana, what is the case there? So says the Stipler, what are they arguing about? So they must be arguing about what is the Mechayiv in a regular case of Chaser Vinehene, which is the usual case. Usual case, what is the Mechayiv? So says the Stipler, Zenen of Zelo Chaser Chayiv, what is Tosfos hold? It must be that it's a combination of both. Because in either case, you're Pater, with that one. Chaser b'li nehena your pater, and nehena b'li chaser your pater. So in that case, so Tosas must hold it's some kind of combination of nehena and chaser, because with only one of them, you are pater. But the Rif and the Rosh, the Rambam and everyone else holds that no, in the case of chaser b'li nehena your chayiv. Only nehena b'li chaser your pater, meaning the mechayiv is chaser. The mechayiv is the chaser in that case. Chaser b'li nehena, v'yukei muchach, the chayiv avur ha-chaser, sh'asa l'chaveiro, afilu b'delaka ana. It's similar to a hezek. In the case of Zenet of Zelo Chaser below Nehneh, it's similar to a hezek. That's why our Soloveitchik points out the Rambam put these halachas not in Hilchas Schiris, but in Hilchas Gzela. Why? Because it's a form of Gezel or hezek, and the Chiyuv Mechayev is the Chaser. So again, this is the major issue. I just quoted a few of the shitas on this daf about what is the Mechayev. Again, all the Rishonim, other shitas as well, you have to isolate Is it the chaser? Is it the hana'a? And you might be able to see by isolating certain factors. Okay, so that is the, so to get that in there on the machlokas within Rabbi Yavo. What are we paskin?
So Shulchan Aruch says
in Choshen Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Gezela, and just like the Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Derba chatzav ha-chaver shlomi daito, I live in my friend's house without his knowledge, sha'amar lo, say v'lo yatsa. If somebody tells me to leave his house and I don't leave, and chayav litin lo, kol scharo, then I have to pay. Because that's chaser if somebody asks me to leave. V'im lo amar lo tsei, if I don't want to tell you, I didn't know about it, im on osa chatzar ina asuy l'schar, ve'inu tzor chalos lo schar, normally it's not rented out, afal pisha derech zehador l'schar, b'makom ha'atzmo, even though this guy usually pays rent, she zenene v'zeinu chaser. We paskin pater. Zenene v'zeinu chaser, as we'll see. The Ramah, though, adds, the dafka shekfar darbo, it's only b'dievet. If you live there, then you have to pay, you don't have to pay for it. But what if you go to him and say, hey, you're not renting this out anyway, so I'm living in there. Tough. You have to do that. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, potter, so I'm living in there. Right? So you can't do that. Even if he doesn't want to rent it out. Avalo yachol lakufa lachatchila she'enechen l'darbo. You can't force him to let you live in there lachatchila. Aval pita kofan al midas tom, even though you usually are kofan al midas tom, a sugya elsewhere. U laharviach lahaskir chasero, haya yachol, elashena rotsa. And the guy can rent it out, he's just not interested. You still can't force him. In kovanos olasos b'chinam, right? The Mordechai right here, right, says the you're not allowed to force him l'chadfila. This is only a halacha b'di'evit. We'll say l'chadfila, but that is the Ramah, what we paskin. Okay, let's continue now. So Amra Papa had Rabbi Avahu. That was Rabbi Avahu said. Rabbi Avahu quoted Rabbi Yochanan that said you have to pay for it. Right, not what we paskin. That we don't know. Rabbi Avahu never gave a shir on it and told us, but we know it from a story that took place. Machlala itmar. It was mashma from a story. It's none. Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Meila, not tal evin o kora shal hektish. If someone, who's the someone? So Rashi and Tosas both quote the Gemara and Chagiga. The time we're talking about is the Gizbar. The Gizbar, the Gabai of the Beis HaMikdash. Guy of the Beis HaMikdash who has certain rights, more elastic rights than the average person on the street. He's able to, like, because he takes care of the Beis HaMikdash. So if he carries things and puts things, there's no Me'ila yet, because the Kavan is that he's just doing things for the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say the Gizbar, the Shamash in the Beis HaMikdash, takes a stone or a board of the Beis HaMikdash. So Harizel Oma'al, no Me'ila has taken place yet. No Isser Me'ila can he benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. But Natan Ola Chaveiro, the second that he gives it to his friend, so who Ma'al, the Gizbar violates Me'ila because he has been motzi it from the Rishus of Hektish. The Chaveiro Oma'al, and the friend that got it, is not far, doesn't violate Me'ila because the second that it's Yotzi, he gives it to his friend, it's Yotzi Lachulin. That's the rule that we had back in Maseches Kedushin and the Nuns, Nundala, Nunhei. And therefore, his friend is no longer violates Me'ila. But if he, the Gizbar, takes the board and stone and builds it into his own house, there's no Me'ila until until he gets benefit, Ashava's Pruta's worth of benefit of the board. So we said the Me'ila is somewhere in between a Gezel and Hana'a. So there's different Mechaivim. Is it stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? Is it getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe a little of both. So you have to get benefit Shavah Pruta. Yomar Shmuel, and then Shmuel adds, V'hu shehi nicha agat api aruba. Only if you put it on the skylight, api aruba. What is that to exclude? Rashi says, fourth line of wide line of Rashi, V'lokava bebinyan. You didn't nail it in. You didn't stick it into your skylight. You just put it on top. Because if you had pushed it in, that would generate a shinui. There'll be a shinui in the object, and then you'd be kone right there. Shinui kone, as the Gemara says later on in Baba Kama. So the case is only where you just put it on top of your window. If you did that, then you didn't violate yet until you get benefit from being under it. So that is the that was what Shmuel said about the Mishnah. And the other Rebbe came to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said in the name of Shmuel, Zosa Meris, your Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shmuel, that doesn't this Mishnah say, Hador b'chatzah chaver shlomi daito sorach lahalos lo schar? Right, it must be a case, it must prove our case, that if you live in somebody's house without permission, you have to pay for it. How do you know? Because in this case, Hektish doesn't know anything. Hektish, what does Hektish know? It's like shlomi daito. And what do we say? You violate Me'ila. You violate Me'ila, right? That's what Rashi says in the last line. Midiktani dechidar tachta achayiv. Even though Shalomi das hektish avad. So therefore, That is, doesn't that prove it? Said Rabbi Yochanan. This Shasik Lane, Rabbi Yavo was quiet. Oh, so why was he quiet? He thought because he kept quiet, he was modeh. Like we had, remember we had earlier about last week, we had another story where somebody was quiet, and the Nimuka Yosef said there, this is the Makar Vishtika Gahoda in Kalatarakula, right here. This is the Av, right? So says the Gemara. So we thought for the fact that he was quiet, he's modeh. Velohi Ashkechuchi lo Ashkechuchi. Rabbi Yavo just wasn't listening. He did not agree with that understanding of the Mishnah. Why? Kidda Rabba. Because as Rabba said, Amar Rabba, Hektash Shlomidas, Kehedyumidas Dami. What do you mean Hektash doesn't know about it? All Hektash is automatically like a Hedyumidas. Why? Because Hektash knows. Das Ashchina, Rashi says. Das Ashchina, and therefore is never called a case of Shlomidas. Tosis points out on top, before we get to the bottom one, and in Kehedyot, what do you mean Midas Shlomidas? The issue in this whole sugya wasn't whether the owner knew about it or not, or just whether the owner was willing to forego. Even if the owner would know about it, if he wouldn't say anything, it would still be the same din. So what do you mean Das Shechina knows about it? So that's why Tosis modifies it a little bit on top. Tosis says it's not that the Das Shechina knows about it, but the Shechina would be makpid not to allow you to live in it for free. That's the key. The Das Shechina ika shelo yehna adam below me'ila. That's the halacha me'ila. You can't get benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So without Dafka knowing about it, but it's just that Hektish means it's automatic iser of Me'ilah. It's an important line in Tosfos also relating to Me'ilah in the previous Amud, Tosfos Natana, where the Tosfos says, why does the Gemara have to assume that it's of the Gizbar? Fourth line in Tosfos, Yim Tamar, Mikol Makom, Limol, Davi Miskavim, Liknos. If the Gizbar has in mind to be Kona it, it should be Mol right away. So what do you mean? Why do you have to come up with the case of a Gizbar giving it to somebody else? So V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, De'ein Adam Moel Elabim Miskavim, Lahotzio Mirishus Mishahu. It must be a case where he thought it was his. And if doesn't know it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and it has Kavana Lahotzi, then there's no Me'ilah. Again, emphasizing the Gezela aspect of Me'ilah. And one final point on the previous Amud. So Rashi's case of Hinicha Pi Aruba. So Rashi said if you just put it on top, it doesn't work. But if you would have smushed it in to the space, that would generate a Shinui. Ask all the Rishonim on Rashi 1 minute. If I smash something in, let's say I have a rock, I have a board, when I put it into, I squeeze it into a place, so that's a shinui, that would be kona? That's what's called, says the Rashba, a shinui hachozer l'briyaso. Beginning of Mesech Perek Lulav HaGazel, a shinui that you could just go back in time. So that wouldn't be good enough. That can't be what the Gemara is excluding, only if you put it on top of your skylight. But if you would have stuffed it in, even stuffing it in wouldn't be good enough. No, it must be if you chiseled it. If you chiseled it and shaped it to fit it in, so that's an unretractable, you can't go back on that shinui. So that's what it means here. So something, maybe that's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means. But either way, that's an important shita of shinui hachozer l'briyaso and not. Vaiter. Shalach le'Rabbi Abba bar Zavda l'mori bar mar. Bo'i minei mi Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna this question. Hador b'chazach haver shalomi daito. Tzorach l'halos lo schar lo. Do you have to, zenen of zolach chaser, do you have to pay for it? Meanwhile, Rav Huna was asked this question, and he died before he was able to give the answer. So his son came and said, this is what my father said in the name of Rav. Pater, that's the halacha. And he also added in the name of his father, and also, if you rent the house from Reuven, you have to pay Shimon. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shimon, what does Shimon have to do with anything? If you rent the house from Reuben, you have to pay Shimon? What's Shimon doing? So Hachi Gamar, no, this is what it meant. Nimsa habayish shel Shimon. You rent the house from Reuben, but it comes out that was a fake. It was really Shimon's house. Maybe Reuben was subletting it. But it's really Shimon's house, so malo schar, then you have to pay Shimon. So if you rent the house from Reuben, you pay Shimon. So he asked the Gemara, Tarti? How do you put these two statements together? He quoted his father, Rav Huna. If you live in somebody's house, right, Adenen Abzal HaChaser, you're putter. And if you live in his house, Reuven's house, but it's really Shimon's, you have to pay Shimon. So it's opposite. If you live in his house, you have to pay. Do you not have to pay? So Gemara says, no. Ha de kaimi la agra. Ha de lo kaimi la agra. So it depends. No, the difference is his cases. Was it a case of chaser? Was it a house which he would have rented out? In the case of Shimon, he would have rented it out. That's why you have to pay Shimon. So it's a case of zen and of zachaser. That's why you have to pay. When did Rav Huna say that you're putter? Only in a case of lo chaser, where he would not have rented it out. After Shita Mukubet says, an important question. He says, what happens here? I rent the house from Reuven, and I'm willing to pay for it. And then, all of a sudden, we realize that Shimon comes onto it. It's really Shimon's house. Had it not been a case of Chaser, what's the halacha? Potter, I would have been Potter. I wouldn't have had to pay Shimon. That's what she did. That's his 1 minute. This guy was Megala with his actions that he was ready to pay. Because he said, I'm ready to pay. He made an agreement with Reuven, he's going to pay. So it ends up, at the end of the day, it comes out that Reuven lied. And really, it was Shimon's house. But the second that Reuven was revealed his das to pay, shouldn't he have to pay for it? Isn't this like what we had yesterday? What did we have yesterday? Somebody lives outside somebody else. He has four fields surrounding the inner courtyard. So Reuven, who lives on the outside, builds three fences. And the second that Shimon builds that fourth fence, he's Megala his das that he's happy with what took place and he has to pay for everything. So after she's Megala, what's the difference? Here, once he's Megala his das, that he's ready to pay, so who cares if the address is going to be a different address? He should have to pay for it. Two answers. Shinu Kabetz's answers, V'yesh Lomar. Dahacha lo chashuv gilui das, Eitzel Shimon. This is not gilui das, Eitzel Shimon. Why? Ki lo kivin liskar v'litin schiris elo l'ruvein, v'lo l'shimon. No, a person might agree to pay one person, not the other. Right, you don't just go by ready, he's ready to pay. In that case, yesterday, it was all the same person. Shimon is Megala, that he's happy with the fences that Reuven built, and he has to pay Reuven. But says Ashita, if somebody's Megala das, they're ready to pay rent, maybe he doesn't want to pay rent to this guy, only a different person. So that's why the Shidu Kubetza says that he doesn't have to pay in this case. That's the Shita. The Yer Sameach, the Meshach Chachma, has a different shot of what it is. He also has the same question. In Uchaz Gzeili, he says, no, you know what the difference is? When he rents it from Reuven, he must have rented it for a certain amount of time, whatever it is, 30 days. So he has Nachas Ruach in knowing that he has a place to live for 30 days. And that's why he's willing to pay rent for it. Because I know I'm not going to be on the street for the next 30 days. Right, you can't relocate me. We have an agreement. I'm going to pay you this, and I'm going to be in this house. But the second that he finds out that it's not Reuven's house, that it's Shimon's house, he never made an agreement with Shimon. So really, what could have happened, because it was really Shimon's house, Shimon could have come any day and said, goodbye. You're out on the street. Shimon could have said that. Reuven's payment, though, therefore he's not ready to pay. He was only paying for the Nachas Ruach that he had to make an agreement and being able to live in this house for a month. But if I wouldn't have that Nachas Ruach, I wouldn't be ready to pay. So says the Meshach Chachma, or Sameach, the Gemara says in one place is Mechira Liyome, so it's mine for now, and you can't throw me out. The Schiris Liyome Memkarhu. Avo Ba'ofan de Kolsha Eno Batuach Shema Yotzienu Valkarchom and Abayis. But if at every moment I'm in a state where I don't know what's going to happen, you could throw me out. But Kasha Tiltula de Gavri. That's what the Gemara says, it's hard to move. Kasha Tiltula de Gavri. Uman boy lameger below Zimne. Who's, and how are you going to find a place to rent immediately? Hastam ki agrin inish adaiti tislas in yomin agar. It's at least 30 days. So lo nichile lameyav agrim lo bachinam. I'm not going to give it if I'm going to get thrown out. And therefore, in this case, he would not be ready to pay Shimon. Ubarur upashit ladaiti. And I'm pretty clear about this. About the sheet. That's what the Arsameach says. So two answers. Why? Because if this guy was Megala his das, why isn't that good enough to pay Shimon? Either he wasn't Megala his das to this guy to pay, or, says the Arsameach, he could have got thrown out any time, and therefore, it wouldn't be enough. What happens, though, and this will go on, what happens if he already paid Reuven? So who gets the money? He already paid Reuven. So Reuven told him the money. So who does Reuven give the money back to? So what would you say? Does he give it back to the renter? Because Potter. Or do you say, once he paid already, Reuven's a stand-in for Shimon? That's 2 days of the Rashba. The Rashba on this daf, every paragraph is crucial. And there's one of those. Safek, he's not sure. He says, Yeshomrim. He says, Efshar. He says, Efshar, denosin l'Shimon. Dehech oses charba beis ha-shozeh. I did business for you, on your behalf. So give it to Shimon. V'efshar, shomitzin me Reuven, u'machzion l'sochar, v'lo Shimon.
In which case is this?
The case where it is not for rent. So you're Potter. Is that case of Zenen of Zolochaser? So really, he should be Potter.
Where it is for rent, clearly.
Where it is for rent, so Reuven has to give it to Shimon. Right. Clearly, Reuven has to give it to Shimon. So that's the Savig and the Rashba. He has 2 days. What the halach is in that case. Okay, let's continue. It's Marnami, Amr B'chei Bar-Avin Amrav. V'Amri Lo Amr B'chei Bar-Avin Amrav Huna. Hadar B'chazif Avir Shlomi Daito, Eino Tzorach Lalos Lo Schar, Potter, V'asocher Bayis Mibnei Ha'ir, Malos Chalav Ayelam. And if you rent a house from a city, you give the schar to the owner. So again, Bayelam Avedetayu, similar to what we just said before, what owners are you talking about? You just rented it out from the city. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Nimsu Lo Bayelim, if it comes out that there were owners, Malon Len Schar. If you find the right owners, you have to pay them. So again, the Gemara says, Tarti. So these are two contradictory psakim. It says, in the case of Zenon of Zalachasa, you're Potter, and the very next line, you're Chayiv. So Gemara says, you're right. Hatta Kaimila Agra. Excuse me, Hatta Lo Kaimila Agra. It depends if it was for rent or not. The case of chiyuv is where it could have been for rent, therefore it's a case of chaser. So zen net of zechaser, that's a regular case, and therefore one has to pay for it. Next, amrav schora, amrav hunamarav. Somebody lives in their friend's house, shlomi daito. As we've said, pater. You're pater. Why? Mishum shenemar ushe'ia yukashar. Because it says in Yeshayahu, ushe'ia, the she'ia yukashar will hit the gate. What's the she'ia? So Rashi has two deis. Pretty similar deis. Rashi says she'ia is the name of a shade, name of a demon that causes lots of damage in empty houses. Right, many times when you come back from being away, why are there problems in the house? It's the shade, right? It's the she'ia. She'ia yukashar. So Rashi says in day number one, shade sheshmo she'ia mikati shar bayish im bnei adam darin ba. Right, so that's why zenan of zelachaser is patur. You know why? Because the guy who's living there is really giving something to you. He's protecting the house from the shadim. Right, that's it. Or Rashi quotes mazikim. Not exactly sure what the difference is between shadim and mazikim, but either way, Rashi says that's the second day that the mazikim are the ones that are gonna hit the gate. That's she'ia yukashar. That's why you are patur. The Nemuki Yosef says it's just the osh harakuv, like the mold. Are you protected from getting moldy in the house? And that's why he has to pay you. So that's why you're patur. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just first finish a little bit more. Amar Mar Bar Avashi Ludi Di Chazili. I saw those shadim umantach kitura. They're like gore like oxen. Right, they're very active and damaging. Rav Yosef has a different reason. Why are you pater in a case of, you know, you live in the house without permission, but you're not chaser? Based on Mitzvah Yosef. Because basically, you know, you have somebody who's squatting in your house. He takes care of all the kinks, right? So there's a leak, he gets it fixed, and the wallpaper's coming off, so he'll glue it back up. Rashi says, Shadar and Besocha, Rowan Mashu, Sarachim, Masachim, so they take care of the little kinks. So my benayah, what's the difference between the shadim and the second reason? Let's say you just use it for storage. Use it for storage. So you're going to keep the mazikin and shadim out because you keep going in there, but you're not living in there so that you can, you know, see all the problems. So that's enough gemina between these two. The big problem with this line, the Rashba, again, in the next paragraph, I said the Rashba on this daf is key. What does the Gemara say? You're potter because of a pasuk. Right, mashba, without this, and what does the pasuk mean? You're pasuk because you are giving the maskir something. You're giving him hana by being there, by keeping the shadim out. Mashba, if you wouldn't be giving him anything, then what? You'd be chayiv. Why didn't we just learn the opposite for a whole blot? The whole Gemara said, you're pasuk, because there's no chaser here. And the mechayiv is chaser, pashtus, according to many. The Rambam, and we went to the stipler before. So what do you need all another reason for? So the Rashba says, you know why? Because whenever you live in a house, it's a little chaser. You know, the drisas regel, you bump into something. There's always a little chaser in the house. And that's why this little mazik prevention, you know, knocks out, that parallels that little chaser. V'shem en omar, kel koparim yesh hefzik sas bebatim, machmas drisas regel hadiyurin, ela shahar revach shamatzilo nosa mishi'iya ola kineget hefzit zeh. And then the playing field is even, and that's why we say pater.
So we run a new house, it's not even.
A new house, we're going to get, right. We had it yesterday. Right. So it's right. So you're black on the walls. Right. That's the difference. When you're in this, that's why it, parallels that. So then you would have to be malaschar. Okay. So that's another important ara of the Rashba. The Rash says don't take the pasuk so literally. Okay. Don't take the pasuk so literally. It's really the reason you're pater. It just quotes an extra pasuk. Doesn't quote an extra pasuk. Okay. Because it's Parshas Va'era, I have to quote Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, which I've quoted in the past. Maybe I'll quote it again in the Parshas here, but, you know, it's Shadim, Parshas Va'era. How could you not talk about it? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov asks, right here, in this week's Parsha, why don't we have Shadim anymore? L'chora. You know, there's always once every 10 years a novel written about somebody who had a shade in their head. But why don't we have Shadim anymore? Why don't we have Mazikin anymore? Why don't we have it anymore? Madu bizmanenu chadlu hamachashvim. Machashefa, right? He writes this on the Chartumim. Gam Shadim, Vakina Dibukim, Dibuks, Shasibralan of Asenu, Komene Chachmas Nelamos Hechanu. Why don't we have that? So says Rabbi Yaakov, Debemes, Mashasidir Lano Hashem Yisbarch Shayazelu Mazeh, Shiloha Yakin Haisa, Bachiru Nutulamais Balea Sechel. Hashem always makes the playing field even. In every history in the world, Koachatara and Koachatuma have to be parallel. If there's a very, very strong Koachatara, if there's baskol, if there's ruach hakodesh, like there was in the times of the Gemara, lo bashamayim, there are baskols. If there are baskols, koachatara, Hashem also has to create koachatumas, the same strength in order to give people bechira chashus. Nowadays, the koachatara is so weak. The koachatumas is so weak. That's why it always has to be parallel. You're right. If a person doesn't want to see baskols, doesn't want to see the obvious, he doesn't. Right? The Mitzrayim saw Kriyas Yamsuf and didn't affect them. Right, Rasa, Shifchal Yamash, Lara Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Kleisel never had a revelation like that, and yet the Mitzrayim said, "Let's go!" Right, so they went in. They thought, "Oh, it was a strong tide today. Wow, very strong, nice winds." Right, so Ruach Kadem Aza. That's why Hashem did that, says the Ramban there. Right, so he says, "Aval Kishayu Neviim, where they were Neviim and Osos and Mosim, they had to have that. So that's why there isn't any today. There was." But there's no more. That's why. So don't ask me any kashas. Where shade them? They have babua, the shadows. He says, and this also answers the Gras tying against the Rambam. The Gras Simon Kufay and Tess and Hilchas Machashef says, but the Rambam is wrong. Ha philosophy hit that toe, says the Gras. His philosophical bent caused him to err, to take so many Gemaras de lo kipshuto, and how can he do that, says the Gras. The Gras says, the Rambam says all of this is fake. Shafim and Shemos, Lachashim, Shedim, Kemios, Hakolu, Sheker. Right? The Rambam says, using Kemios on Shabbos. You know why it's mutter? Not because it's not a violation of medicine, but it's meaningless. It's just stus. The Rambam says, that's why you can use it on Shabbos, because it's not really medicine. So it says, the Gra and Kufay and Tess, Hiku oso al kod kado. They banged him on the head already. Trematinu karbim masios begamara. Alpi Shemos ukshafim. Says the Rabbi Yaakov, no, that was then. That was then, not anymore. I don't know if this works for the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't sound like it ever was. But at least this is what Rabbi Yaakov explains for the Rambam. V'im koach ha-kedusha betokva, kamochein koach ha-tuma, v'rak v'yameinu, shekam koach ha-zaruchaniyim, ne'al muvun ha-mogu, kamochein shuv, ein achizim ha-messias le'inyin ha-shedim. So that's Rabbi Yaakov. Maybe we'll mention it on Wednesday night. I leave my options open. And let's continue. So that's the shedim here. We yotazan our agadita for today. Says the Gemara, ha-hu gavra. Finishing up, the bana padna kil kalsa diasmi. Person built a house, built a palace on a garbage dump that belonged to orphans. Agve Rav Nachman la padimine, and Rav Nachman took it away from them. Took it away at this palace. He said, "Tough, this is the Yisomim's property." Does Rav Nachman hold that in this case the Yisomim obviously weren't renting out this garbage dump, and this other guy came and built something on it? So in case zel nen of zelo chaser, Rav Nachman hold chayiv in that case. Whereas no, Hahume Ikara Karmanoi Havi Dairi Bay. No, because originally there were Karmanoi that lived there. Karmanoi either means Kadmonim or a different nation, and they paid rent for the orphans. It was a case of Chaser. The Yabulu Huliasu, never more. They used to pay the orphans something. So Armalay Zili Paisinu, and what happened? Rav Nachman told them, go pay them. Liasmi Veloashka, they didn't listen. So they listened. Then Rav Nachman had to take drastic measures. Agve Rav Nachman Apanimine. So then he took away their palace, their house, because they wouldn't listen. Period. Okay. Case of Mishlamas Lashananis. So let's get back to our Mishnah, Karen Chain and Regel. So the Mishnah said, remember on Daf on yesterday's Daf, Yotessim Abeis, Friday's Daf, the Mishnah said, how does an animal pay what it get benefit from? So it depends. If it eats from the street, then it's potter. It's potter, it only pays Mashananis, which is basically what the benefit that it got, but it doesn't pay the normal payment of what it pays if it would have gone to Rishus HaNizak, which is Masha Hizika. What a damage. If it's putter, mashinandis really means putter. It really means putter. Mashinandis just, okay, you get by with what you got benefit, but mashinandis really means putter. And so the Mishnah said, mitocha rechava, just remember the Mishnah, because it's important for this Gemara. Mitocha rechava, from the street, then you pay mashinandis, which means putter. Mitzide harechava, which pashas meant Rishus HaNizak, so then that's your chayiv in that case. And then the Gemara also said, mi pesach hachanus, from the opening of the chanus, which we also interpreted as, you know, Rishus HaRabim, from the doorway, right? The person, a storekeeper, puts out his wares in front of the store. So again, Mashananis, because that's Rishus HaRabim. That's Shein Rishus HaRabim. But mi chanus atzma, from the chanus itself, that turns into Rishus HaNizak, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Okay? So we're going to go, with the next few lines of the Gemara, we're going to go with Tosfos' pshat. It's a little smoother in terms of how we've been understanding it now. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says the whole Gemara is talking about whether it's normal for an animal to eat straight or eat with its head turned. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. We're going to focus on Tosas, who says the issue is Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaNizak, which is how we've been understanding it. Okay, so let's go. Amar Rav, Ube Mechazeres. What's the case where you are chayiv? In a case of Mechazeres. Mechazeres, where the animal turns its head into the side of the street or into the store, that case is chayev, meaning even though the animal's body is in the street, because its mouth and the hezek is taking place in Rishus HaNizak, that's why you're going to be, that's going to be considered shein in Rishus HaYachid, in Rishus HaNizak, that's why you're going to be chayev. Ushmuel amar, afilu machazer esnami pater. No, you're going to be pater in that case. The animal standing in Rishus HaRabim. You're going to be pater in that case. And therefore, that's what Tosa says in Mechazeres, the second half of Mechazeres, right? Venira Larid, the Tidi Rechava, Chashibi, Chazer, and Nizak. Shekol Echad, Yeshla, Rishus, Lahotzi, Peirosav, Lahaniach, Peirosav, Kanekah, Pesach, Peso, Bitsidi Rechava. And so Rav says, it's Chazer, and Nizak, and you're going to be Chayiv. Shmuel says, Mokav, Shechol, Lecho, Bechazara, Chashiv, Lo, Rishus, Arabim. No, if it just eats without moving its body, that's still Rishus, Arabim. If it goes in, right now we said, no, Shmuel, Hechim, Mishkach, Chazlo, the Mechayiv, back to the Gemara. So where does Shmuel say Chayiv? What's the case in the Mishnah of Sidei Rechava that you're going to be chayev according to Shmuel, could go into Shavak to Ravacha. You left the street. The Ozla Vakama B'Sidei Rechava, where you stood in the Sidei Rechava. Right? We put the whole cows in the Sidei Rechava. That's where it's Rishus HaNizak, and therefore you're going to be chayev. V'iki demasmi lo hashmai zababhe nafshe. Some learn this machlokas, not going on our Mishnah, but as a separate machlokas. Machazeres, what happened with an animal standing in the street, but turned its head into Rishus HaNizak? Rav Amar Chayeves, Mishmuel Amar Petura. But that's the machlokas. Ushmuel mishalem esmashi yizika hechemishkach chaslo demachayva. So what's the case where Shmuel says chayiv? Right? What's the case of Rishus HaNizak that you're going to be chayiv? Kegon the shavka l'rachba the yazla v'kama v'tzidi rachava where you left the street and you go went in onto the side. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Again, I said Rashi has a different pshat of this whole Gemara about not about Rishus HaNizak versus Rishus HaRabim, but about animal facing front versus animal turning its head. And it gets into that's why it gets into many issues of Keren versus Shein here. That's Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. I think Tosis is smoother for us for now.
So Shmuel holds that the actual Nezek was done in Rishus HaRabim because you go by the
Guf. Shmuel says you go by the Guf, and even though, right, the
so
physically,
the Nezek
is considered to have been done in Rishus HaRabim. That's what
you have to say. That.
Right.
The case of Tsoros,
right,
right,
the case we had last week.
Right,
Basar Mikara and Basar Tavramana. Right. So that's what, that we had the rush that spoke about whether you're actually touching the Kli or not. Right, so I don't know, here's a little different because it's like, he's taking up both places, but you're right. It's called Rishus HaRabim. Matzav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mipesach achanus b'shalom mashenenis. So 1 second to the Nachman Bar Yitzchak. From the opening of the door of the store, you pay mashenenis, meaning your putter. So heichi mishkachasla. What's the case there? From the opening of the store, that your putter pshita b'machazeres. There it must mean that you didn't walk there. There's no room by the store for the cow to get to. So the case is mechazeres. The case is that the animal stood and just stuck his head in. Vikar mashenenis. And it's mashma that you pay only mashenenis. Mi pesach hachanos only pays mashenenis. Meaning, you're like your pater maker adin. Mashenenis in mashizika lo. What? So mashma that only mashenenis, but not mashizika. So it's kashan rav. How could you ever, according to rav, if you would stick your head in, you would pay mashizika? So my answer is, no, that case over there is not talking about at all mechazeres versus not, but it's the kaima bekeren zavis. So I'm at a case on a corner. What's the case? So you can look at Rashi's picture, although it's not the same picture. An animal is walking from the larger courtyard to the smaller courtyard. And right at the corner of the small to, from big to small, that's where it is. So he just walks straight and he eats. So he doesn't have to fit into any store. He doesn't have to turn to any store. That's where he eats it from. And that's the case that's going to be chayiv according to Rav, because he's able to get his head in there, and therefore it's going to be chatzer ha-nisak. Period. Ikat Amre, different version. Mechazeres kuli amalav plikat dechayeves. Maybe everybody agrees in the case of mechazeres you're chayev. If the animal sticks its head into the store or into the side of the street, that's chayev. That's Rishus HaNizak. Everybody agrees to that. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about? B'maksim mako mirushuso l'rishus harabim. Let's say I bring my wall between my property and Rishus harabim. I move it back five feet back into my field. Into my field, meaning now I've made more room for people outside to walk on. And what do? And I put fruit there. I put my fruit out there to dry. But now it's not really, it's in my Rishus legally, but, you know, it kind of looks like Rishus HaRabim. I've just extended the street. I moved my wall back into my Rishus. So, v'hachi idmar, and that's what the case is. Amar Rav lo shon ela mechazeres. The only case where you're going to be chayiv is if the animal sticks his head into Rishus HaYanizah. I will maksa makom mi Rishus l'Rishus HaRabim petura. But in a case where a person brings his stuff back into his own Rishus, then a person's going to be putter. The cat's going to be putter for eating that stuff. Why? Because that's like Rishus HaRabim. That's like, fine, formally it's Rishus HaNizak, but the animal had Rishus, there were no borders, so you're potter in that case. Ushmol amar afilu maksa makam Rishus l'Rishus HaRabim chayeves. No, you go by what legally it is. Right? Well, legally it is. It's still Roshos HaYachid, and therefore it's Roshos HaNizak. This might relate to the Machlokas we mentioned many times already between the Rif and the Rosh. What is the reason for the Patur of Shein and Regel and Shesarabim? Is it because it's the animal's Derech? So here's the animal's Derech, right? This looks like straight. It smells like the straight. Or do you say, no, it's like Xeris HaKasov, Ubir Bistei Acher V'lo Roshos HaRabim, and it is Roshos HaRabim. So that could be, is it Xeris HaKasov or is it a Svar? So Lema says the Gemara, Bibar Birshus HaKamifluki. Let's say this machlokas about whether if you move your property back into your rishus, whether the person who comes and eats your fruit from there is chayav and pater, is the machlokas between bar rishus b'rishusa. What's the machlokas? Rashi quotes from later on, a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. If I dig a hole in my backyard, and then I mafker my backyard, but not the hole. That's the case we're talking about. Right? I mafker the whole backyard, but not the hole. The hole is still mine. So, that's a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether I'm chayav for bar in that case. I'm a chayiv if somebody falls in. One man damer says, of course you're chayiv. It's a dangerous situation now. Everything around the Rishus Rabim, somebody's going to fall in. The other one says, no, this is my property. This is Rishus HaNizak. This is Rishus HaMazak. Therefore, it's their fault. You can't blame me. It's my bar. So that's the machlokas. Now we're going to parallel that. Rav, the Amar Patur. Ravu says, Patur here. Kesavar bar Rishus HaChayiv. Hold bar Rishus HaChayiv. Meaning what? Bar Rishus HaChayiv, if he falls in. So it's my fault. It's my fault for putting the bar there. So if we're here too, it's my fault for putting the fruit out. You know what? Cows might slip on the fruit. So the other guy for sure is going to be putter, right? Because it's my fault of putting it out there. Ushmuel d'amar chayiv. And Shmuel says, chayiv here. Why? Because he holds ksav bar b'rishus a putter. Usually the bar in your rishus is not your fault. It's his fault. Therefore, the same thing. If he damages my fruit, if he eats my fruit, he has to pay for it. So is that what they're arguing about? So amar l'charav, no. Either way, the Gemara is going to say, La'olamei melecha ba'alma, bar b'shusa pater. Rav would say, really, bar b'shusa is pater. Meaning the guy's fault for falling in. V'shani hacha, but here you'd be chayv anyway. Why? D'amar lavko k'minech, the makaravas b'lachu, l'peirosef, l'rishus harabim, u'mechayaves l'lutu'rai. No, because here the guy could say, it's why you put your fruit so close to rishus harabim. My cow's not, I'm not going to pay for that. It's not my fault. You put your stuff right next to rishus harabim. Shmuel Amar Shmuel also. Ba'alma bar b'shus ha'chayiv. He could say, really, bar b'shus is usually chayiv. And if you're mafkir your whole backyard and your bar is still yours, you're going to be chayiv in that case. Because how can you leave the whole, everything around your bar belonging to somebody else? T'bish l'ma bar ikal ha'meimar l'avadayte. Find there a bar. A person could say, like the person who fell in could say, I had no idea this bar was here. It's hidden. So therefore, you, the mazik, are going to have to pay for it. Aval peiros, mikla meimer lava daite. But the fruit on the street, he's going to say, oh, my, I didn't know. My cow slipped on it. No, achazilu, you see the fruit. So don't compare fruits on the side of the road versus a bar. Period.
In the
Ika
de'amri, Shmuel holds that
mechazer, everybody holds mechazer as his chayiv.
Right, and the first one, he holds his
potter. First one, he tells his potter. Right. That's what changed in the Ika de'amri. Okay, let's continue. So, Leim Machazeres Tanoihi. Let's say Machazeres is a Machlokas Tanon. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanon. Titania. Ach, Lamitocha Rechav Mishalom Es Mashenen is. If somebody eats from the street, he pays from the what he was benefit from, meaning putter, really. Mitzidi Rechav Mishalom Es Mashi Yizika. If he eats from the side of the street, which is like Rishus HaNizak, right, then he pays Mashi Yizika. Divir B'meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's B'meir Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Omrim. Ein Dark Alechol Elo Lahalech. No, the only animal's derech is to eat and not to eat, but to walk. So, what does that mean? Very unclear what that line means. But it sounds like he's not saying anything majorly different. You know, an animal walks. So, what was the difference between the Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. What exactly is the difference between them? Ella mechazeres ikibinayo. Maybe the issue is mechazeres. Meaning, the assumption of the second shita is that the first shita holds that mitside harachava, on the side of the road, he will pay mashi hizika if he goes to walk there. If he goes to walk there, that's how the second shita understands the first shita, that only if you walk to the side are you going to be chayiv, but not just if you stick your head. Tanakama savar mechazeres dami mishal mashenenis, that if mechazeres is potter maker adin, you only pay mashenenis. Rabbi Yossi savar mishal mashi zika. And the second shita, Rabbi Yossi says, no, even just by mechazeres, you'll pay what you damage. So is that what it's a very unclear machlokas. So we're guessing. Is it about mechazeres? The Gemara says, no. Tekuli alma mechazeres ikravi kishmuel. Mechazeres, whatever you want to hold. Ikravi Kishmuel, you could all like Rabbi or Shmuel. V'hacha b'bir b'steyacher kamiflagi. The machlokas here is how to understand, how to darshan u'bir b'steyacher. Mar savar b'bir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishas harabim. Only your chayv b'rishas anizak anan b'rishas harabim. U'mar savar u'bir b'steyacher v'lo b'rishas hamazik. Wow. So there's a daya here in the Tanoim that Shein and Regal and Rishos Arabim is Chayiv. The only exclusion is Rishos HaMazik. So Gemara says, 1 second, Rishos HaMazik, Lema Perech Rishusi, my boy. Rishos HaMazik, it's a Svara. What are you doing in my Rishus? You don't need a Pasuk for that. What are you doing in my Rishus? The Ella, but the Ilfa for Roshi Akika Binayu. Okay, so maybe the Machlokas, the difference is between Ilfa and Roshia. Who was Ilfa and Roshia? Yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf. All the Ibai is about if one animal eats from the back of the other animal and Rishus HaRabim, he jumps onto the other animal. That Ibai, maybe that's the Machlokas between them here. Is that called Rishus HaNizak? Because I'm in the knapsack of my friend? But it's physically taking place in Rishus HaRabim. There is, just to note, a Rambam, which is difficult, that we have to just finish up the Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchot Niskei Mamon in the first parak quotes, your pater of Rishus HaMazik, and he gives two reasons. Number one, he says, right, what are you doing in my Rishus? Rishus HaMazik, it's not my fault. But number two, he says, Mufurish Batorah, V'shilach es bi'iro u'bir b'steyacher. He quotes the Pasuk. So who asked the Kasha on the Rambam? Fascinating, this is like hardly ever here. The Ramah. The Ramah, you seen this Ramah? The Ramah, it's Akasha, the Ramah in Shin Pei Tes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and then the Ramah says, Kol Zeh Lashon HaRambam, V'tzorech Iyun. It's like a Tosfos. D'mikra Zeh B'Shein V'Regel U'Dechziv, L'Patr B'Rishus Shneim. This Pasuk is B'Shein V'Regel. He says, Avol B'Rishus HaMazik, D'Patr, Afilu Keren. Keren is D'Patr B'Rishus HaMazik, Ein Inyun Mikra. Zeh Tami Lov, the tourism in the Kras, it's the Svara. Right, what are you doing in my Rishus? That's what the Rambam quoting the Pasuk for. So the Rambam, Shin Pei Tes Sif Yud, says, what's going on here? The Baragola answers. Right, that's unbelievable. The Baragola on the side, usually just because Mar Makomos. Everybody's putting on a different hat today. Right, the Baragola says that, no, Lefieni is Daiti, the Rambam never meant it. Really, the Pasuk's referring to the next halacha. Okay, you have to figure out whether that works or not. It's referring to the next halacha. But fascinating. The Granat, we don't have enough time, maybe we'll say it tomorrow, but the Granat in Simin, Kuf Wamid has an answer for the Rambam. Why he quotes both Psukim, but you can look there. Now he wears his normal hat, right, explaining Rambams. But that's the Ramah, the Baragola, and the Granat. Okay, let's do a little more. Hakelav Agdi Shekasim Yerush Agag. Let's at least do the beginning. Kelav Agdi, a dog and a goat were on your roof, and they jumped off. The Shabru Esak Kalim, and they broke Kalim, and Shalem Ezek Shalem. That's it, the Shalem Ebnei Shem Muadim. Because you assume that's regal, that's totally the regal, Rashi says. That's regal. Animals jump off roofs. Right, then break things. Hakelav shenatach charora halach lagadish. A dog, we had this already. He takes a charora, which is, let's say, a cookie with a coal on the edge of it. That he goes to the gadish. Achal charora higel the gadish. He eats the cookie and he puts the coal down. Ala charora b'shalom nezek shalom. He pays the shalom on the cookie because that's normal. Ala gadish b'shalom chati nezek on the gadish. He pays chati nezek. We had that before. Maybe that's sroros. Maybe that's unusual because the animals usually eat everything. Time at the kav. So the only reason that you're chayiv nezek shalom is because the animal jumped. That's normal. Hanaf lu pater. What if they had slipped off the roof by mistake? Then you'd be pater or mashma. Alma ksavar tchilasa b'pshiyav sava b'anis pater. Is that to teach me that the tchilasa b'pshiyav, in that case, starts off with pshia, but as it begins, you're pater? That's what it sounds like. Tani nami hachi, hakel avagdi shikasim yirosh agag v'shavar esakelem v'shalem ezek shalem. They jump off. Naflu paturin, period. But if they fell off, they'll be pater. Hani chal manda amar tchilasa b'pshiyav sava b'anis pater. That works according to that manda amar. And manda amar chai ma'ikel ameimar, but there's a general machlokas about that. Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow, what the Saras are. But what about according to the Bandama that says Chayiv? How does he read this Mishnah? Could go to Makarvi Kalim Magabi Kosel. No, the point is the Kalim were up against the wall. Dechikapsi Bekvitsa Lo Nafli Alayu. So if the animal would act normally and jump, nothing would get broken, because the animal would jump over the Kalim. So it's not a case of Tchilasa B'Pshia. Right? Va'afilu Tchilasa B'Pshia Leka. Period. The animal fell, slipped right off the roof, so right next to the roof, and that turned into a case of breaking it. But that's why it wasn't a case of Tchilas B'Pshia, and therefore it wouldn't be Chayiv. Okay, we'll stop here. We will, a little more, three more lines. Amar Azim Mishvei the Rava, Pa'amim Shafilu Naflu Nami Chayiv. No, there are cases that sometimes, even if the dog would fall down, you would also say Chayiv. What case is that? Mishkachas L'Bakoso Ru'ua, a very weak wall. Mainihu, so why would you be Chayiv in that case? Dibay L'Lasuke Daite. The owner of the animal should have realized that bricks are going to fall down from this wall. The animal is on it. 1 second. So nafal archi, nafal inu. What do you mean? But the bricks didn't fall. The animals fell. So it should relate to that general machlokas. What do you mean? You're sure going to be chayiv? Gemara says lo tzricha b'kosel tsar. You're right. Not a weak wall, but a very thin wall. So you know the animal is going to fall off. So that's b'shia, even regarding falling. Period. Okay, tomorrow we'll call Namuki Yosef Day here in the Daf. The most famous Namuki Yosef in Baba Kama. I'll be as brazen to say that. Namuki Yosef about how could you light Shabbos candles in Erev Shabbos if you hold Eishim Mishim Chitzav. right, isn't it considered lighting fire on Shabbos? That'll be the Nemukhi Yosef discussion tomorrow. Everybody gets into the act, and then we will continue getting into back a little bit into Ein Shlichus V'Aveira and other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue. Great to have you.